What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. Breaking news once again coming out of the Philippines, as here in the last 10 minutes, there's been yet another very large 7.0 magnitude earthquake in this area, where there's been over 119 aftershocks following the very large 7.6 magnitude earthquake that occurred yesterday. There's been yet another earthquake as the earth continues to rumble. We're going to take a look at what's causing all of this energy and the day that this rumbling began, and more than likely what is one of the instigators of all of this energy making its way around the world. Looking at some of the seismographs over here at the USGS, you can see some are still jet black following the 7.6. Now there's a 7.0 that's going to continue to keep these seismographs loaded with energy as the earth is literally rumbling right now as I do this video. We'll come back and take a closer look at the details involving all this energy here in just a moment. I also have a couple of videos of the nighttime sky pulsating. Really cool videos you'll definitely want to stick around for. I also have video footage of mysterious lights in the nighttime sky sent in by Caleb. We'll come back and take a look at that video here in just a moment. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Brett out of Cape Coral, Florida, of a fiery orange sunrise or sunset visible from Cape Coral, Florida. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet the last 24 hours. Here's the solar storm from just over 48 hours ago, and you can see since then the planetary K index has been pretty quiet. Looking at the Earth-facing side of the sun, still have this massive coronal hole that's over 800,000 kilometers long from top to bottom. That is absolutely huge, and it's been facing the Earth now for the better part of 48 hours. Here's another look at it in a different wavelength, and you can tell that is one large coronal hole that, again, is facing planet Earth. Here's a look at the global seismographs, and you can see they're all black to some degree, some of these being completely solid black, like this one right here in Venezuela, this one over here in Mongolia, showing signs of a lot of energy. All the seismographs positioned around the United States are showing signs of energy, and that energy is going to continue following the most recent 7.0 magnitude earthquake. Now they're saying there's two earthquakes, a 7.0 and a 6.9, yet another very large earthquake that's just occurred in the same region. More than likely, these have tsunami warnings issued with them because they're so shallow. A 6.9 and a 7.0 within 60 seconds of each other. Highly active region. Now we're up to 120 earthquakes in this area in less than 36 hours. Wow, that is incredible. 120 earthquakes in this region in less than 36 hours. And once again, the seismographs around the world are literally ringing like a bell. And one of the culprits that's causing all of this energy is that Earth-directed coronal hole. There is a connection between solar activity and earthquakes, and this is a prime example. It's no coincidence that we had a strong geomagnetic storm. We have a large coronal hole facing the Earth, and then we have a huge swarm of earthquakes that's currently very active as this coronal hole is facing the Earth. More than likely, that's the culprit that has the Earth rumbling, literally ringing like a bell with energy, as energy is making its way around the globe and is showing up on all the seismographs positioned around the world. Again, some of these seismographs being jet black. Obviously, the one positioned down here in the Philippines is pretty much solid black. The one up here in Thailand, solid black. There is a lot of energy on the move right now as I do this video, and it looks like it is going to continue as the strong earthquakes continue down in the Philippines region. Switching gears to the sky, I have a couple of videos I want to share with you guys of a pulsating sky. This first video was sent in by Mickey out of Bridgeport, Illinois. Watch the sky over here. He was looking to the north. This was observed during the recent geomagnetic storm at 6 a.m. on December 2nd of 2023 from Bridgeport, Illinois. Sky pulsating light red looking to the north. Not only did I receive one video of this phenomenon, I received two. Here's yet another one. The sky pulsating video sent in by Nikki Outdoor Adventures from December 1st of 2023, also during the geomagnetic storm at 7:27 p.m. And the sky was pulsating once again from their location, which I'm not sure of the location. They didn't tell me where the video was taken, but you can clearly see the sky is pulsating once again, just like it was visible from Bridgeport, Illinois. I want to take you guys now to yet another undisclosed location. Video footage sent in by Caleb from November 24th of 2023 at 8:10 p.m. when he looked up and saw these lights in the nighttime sky. Not only these lights, but there's others to follow. And what's unique about these lights is they appear to have a propulsion system. They follow these lights for the better part of 3 to 4 minutes. I'm going to step it forward for presentation purposes. They kind of look like Chinese lanterns, and at first I thought that's what we were looking at. But as you're going to see in this video, and I'm going to take you guys up to those points where these things take off, and they take off as one unit. You're going to see these things appear to have a propulsion system. Check this out. You're going to see them accelerate. Watch this. All of these things are going to accelerate from right to left. See how they're taking off? Chinese lanterns don't typically do that. I mean, they're completely at the mercy of the wind. They don't accelerate like those did right there. So that was one example of these mysterious lights in the nighttime sky that were very captivating. They were watching these things once again for well over 3 or 4 minutes. The video was 3 minutes and 45 seconds long. And once again, I'm going to step it fast forward just a little bit for presentation purposes. We're looking at some sort of mysterious orange lights in the nighttime sky, and I'm going to take you up to that position to where this one right here takes off and accelerates. Watch, you're going to see it move. Use the building as a reference point. See how it's taken off? Chinese lanterns don't normally behave like that. They're kind of drifting and they go upward with the wind. That thing there just took off like it had a propulsion system. Very cool observation by Caleb. Once again, I'm not sure of the location where he took this video. I'm waiting to hear back from Caleb on where he took this incredible video. Watch this one down here. You're going to see it take off too. See there how it accelerated? Chinese lanterns don't do that. That thing's moving way too fast to be a Chinese lantern. I mean, that thing took off from basically a standstill, moving across the sky from right to left. And again, Chinese lanterns don't normally behave like that. So some sort of mysterious light spotted in the nighttime sky on the night of November 24th of 2023. And there's been an update on these earthquakes since I started this video. The earthquakes have been downgraded from a 7.0 to a 6.9, coming in at 30.5 kilometers deep. That's around 16 miles deep. So they've taken the 7.0 off and left the 6.9. But that's still a very large, powerful earthquake. Now there's 119 earthquakes in this ongoing swarm just off the coast of the Philippines that I'm pretty confident is being influenced by this large Earth-facing coronal hole that's still facing planet Earth right now as I do this video. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.